Since to the pop consciousness with his band Wall of Voodoo, Stan Ridgway has made a career writing music for film, as well as releasing albums which feature his own cinematic songs, including his new album, Anatomy. Stan's songs, which are often compared to film noir, tell tales of the seedy underbelly of urban life, stories of broken hearts, seduction, betrayal, murder, and revenge. In other words, he's an artist who's not only well-suited to sing memorable covers of songs by Johnny Cash, but also interpret a few songs here from Threepenny Opera. In just a few moments.
Thank you, Bill, for that wonderful introduction. We'd like to play a song now called What Keeps Mankind Alive. Now the ballad of the question, what keeps mankind alive? You gentlemen who think you have a mission to purge us of the seven deadly sins should first sort out the basic food position, then start your preaching. That's where it all begins. You like to preach restraint and watch your waist as well, to learn for once the way the world is run. However much you twist, or whatever lies you tell, food is the first thing, and morals will follow on. So first be sure that those who are now starving get proper helpings when we all start carving. What keeps mankind alive? What keeps mankind alive? The fact that millions are daily tortured, silenced and oppressed. Mankind can keep alive thanks to his aptitude for keeping his humanity repressed. So now for once, you all must face the facts. What keeps mankind alive are bestial acts. Now for once, you all must face the facts. What keeps mankind alive are bestial acts!
Shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Mac Heath, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. Yes, in the spirit of, while the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves go, where's old Mac Heath, dear? And he's never shows a shade of red. On the sidewalk, Sunday morning, lies a body, just oozing life. Around the corner, is there someone? Oh, is that someone who macked the knife in a tugboat by the river? There's a cement bag just dropping down. Oh, that cement's just for the weight, dear. Is that Maggie? Maggie's back in town. Oh, Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out all his harder cash. That thing Mac spends just like a sailor. Has our boy done something rash? Probably cleared this thing. Well, Suki Tawdry, Jerry Diver, Polly Peachum, and old
Thank you very much, everyone. We'd like to dedicate all the things that we're doing here tonight to the stage manager who didn't tape the microphone. Man, we'd like to dedicate all of what we're doing here tonight to Kitty Carlisle, an American treasure. All right? That was a great thing she did. This one's called the Cannon Song.
John was the president, Jim was all there, and George, he was up for promotion. Not that the army gave a bugger who they were, was confronting some heathen commotion. The troops live wonder, but cannons thunder, from Sin to Cooch Behar. Moving from place to place, when they cut face to face with a different breed of fellow, whose skins are black or yellow, they quick and windy chop them into beefsteak tartare. Johnny found his whiskey too warm and Billy found a weather too balmy. But Georgie took them both by the arm and said, don't ever disappoint the army. The troops live under the cannons thunder, from Sin to Cooch Behar. Moving from place to place, when they get face to face with a different breed of fellow, whose skins are black or yellow, they quick as we can chop them into beefsteak tartare. Johnny's a ride on the Jimmy is dead, and George was shot for looting. But young men's blood goes on being red, while the army still goes on ahead, recruiting the troops. Live under the cannon's thunder, from Sin to Cooch Behar. When they come face to face with a different breed of fellow, skins are black or yellow, they quick as winky chop them into beefsteak tartare.
Thanks very much, everyone.
Special guest Frank London on trumpet. Stan Ridgway, everyone. Even before Hal Wilner's Lost in the Stars, there was probably one other place that many people my age first heard the music of Kurt Vile, and that, of course, was